Well, let's get to Dr. Leah. She's joining us this morning with a tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Well, good morning.
Now, before you give your tip, we were talking about this before the show started, that on Monday I started feeling like I was getting a cold. I had the throat and the nose. You know, you feel kind of achy. You're getting kind of the signs, because my husband's been fighting a cold for a week and a half, and I've told him to take a lot of vitamin D. He randomly does, but nothing like he should. So I want you to know I took 15,000 milligrams of vitamin D, and I did that on Monday and Tuesday, and I took 2,000 of vitamin C both days, and I am absolutely with no signs today. Yeah. Now, don't you think that's amazing, Dr. Leah? It's what you've been saying.
Well, it's all about what Dr. Leah said.
Because vitamin D is good for the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you said, so that's why I did it.
I took 20,000 this morning because I'm getting a cold, or I have
See?
A cold, and I'm like,
See?
You know, so it does. It really helps. I have seen in people that have come in, their vitamin D levels drop.
When you're sick. Right.
Yes, because like I'll draw their blood. In fact, I did this a couple times where I saw a person the week before, and I drew their blood and checked their vitamin D, and then the following week they came in because they wanted to get a vitamin shot because they were sick. I drew their blood again to check their vitamin D levels, and it would be half what it was because they're sick and their body's using it up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, high doses work great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm amazed. I've done this twice this winter so far, this fall. I've sort of started feeling it, and then I've done that, and it's gone away. So I'm going to tell you, listeners, you really need to make sure you get some vitamin D3 to get yourself through this
Go
cold,
see Dr.
wet.
Leah. She's got it right there. I
yeah,
mean, it's so
like,
easy.
Yes.
And you've got the good kind. See, there's other kinds at the drugstore.
You have to have the good
That's
kind.
Not the good kind. Dr. Leah has the good kind.
I have the good kind of cold?
No,
vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
You have the good kind of vitamin D. No, not the cold, Dr. Leah. We don't want you to share that.
No, I'm staying home today, actually, because I'm just like, oh, I don't want to spread it.
Well, good for you. That's what people should do when they come down with ickies.
I mean, it's like I don't get sick very often, but I usually just get cold. But this is like one of those where I'm kind of dizzy, and I'm like, I think I'll just stay home today.
Well, you're taking your doctor's advice.
And I did my wet sock treatment last night, and that's what I wanted to remind people of in this tip, is that it's cold and flu season. Yes, vitamin D is great. But the wet sock treatment is like, people go, what is that? And it really helps.
Okay, explain it again to everybody.
They,
what
for
are they
somebody
supposed
who has
to do?
This, to
this is an old remedy that's been around for I don't know how many decades. And you use it when you have a cold or a congestion of some sort, or sometimes a headache it works with. And what you do is right before you're going to bed, you have your jammies on, you're all ready, your bed's turned down, you warm up your feet in either the sink or a bowl with warm water, and after a few minutes, take them out, dry them off. Get about 3 pairs or 4 pairs of socks, one being wool or some sort of an acrylic or something. On the other 3, cotton. One of those cotton pairs of socks, you're going to get wet and cold. So you're going to put it in ice water or just run it under the cold water. In the wintertime, it's cold enough outside. Wring them out well, and then march over to your bed, sit down on the side of the bed, and you're going to put your cold, wet socks on your feet. Now, one of the tricks is when you're putting it on, you're going to have several layers of socks on. So you want to kind of keep the toe a little bit loose when you put the wet sock on, because as the other ones go on, it'll get tighter. So you put your wet socks on, then you put another couple layers of cotton socks, and then your wool or acrylic socks, because that will help to keep the moisture in. The purpose of wearing so many socks is it's making your body go, hey, my feet are wet, I need to warm them. So the socks help to start the warming process, but they also stop your bed from getting as wet.
That's nice.
You know, and the purpose of this is when you're congested, you have a lot of blood in your sinuses, a lot of blood flowing to them to make mucus. It's inflamed. It's irritated. So you have to have stuff going there to make mucus. You want to divert that blood away from your head so you can breathe at night, and it actually stimulates the immune system when you do this.
So how many nights in a row do you have to do it?
Well, you know, like try it a couple nights, because it does, people will say, oh, I still woke up and I'm congested. But it's like there's probably hard stuff up in there or dried up mucus.
Right.
But then there's the really runny wet stuff that we blow out. And that's what usually people notice goes away, is that part. And And like last night around, I don't know, 4 in the morning, I woke up like, my feet are hot. So I took a couple layers off of my socks because your feet will be dry and hot by morning. Your body has diverted blood flow down there. It's trying to keep your feet warm. And when you do that, you can take it from the head.
And yeah, well, I like that.
Feet. It's an old remedy. Dr. Bastier, you know, from Bastier University, he helped found the college. He had that as one of his remedies for colds.
Well, the other one that you've told us to do is the cold water before we get out of the shower, particularly on the neck and under the arms.
Yeah.
And I do that every morning now, ever since you said that. And, you know, when you know better, why not do these things? Because you really don't get colder. People think, well, I'm going to get too cold. You don't get colder.
You don't.
It's the reverse.
You stay warmer because you're not losing so much heat.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's really strange. You don't get cold at all. Obviously, when it hits you, it feels cold, but you don't stay cold. So, it works. You know, I don't know if it works, but it seems to work. I do it. I keep doing everything. There's nothing I dislike more than getting the flu or cold. I mean, it just stops everything. You don't feel good. So if you can avoid by doing some of these natural things, why not?
Yeah, every little bit helps. And so I've certainly been exposed to a lot of colds, including my son lately. And so I wasn't surprised when I got it.
Well, it's interesting because my grandson comes over after school every Monday and Tuesday, so I have the dropped vitamin D that you recommended.
Oh, good.
I sneak it in his water, and I go, here, have some water now.
So I
get him his vitamin
Guess
D.
Guess cat's out of the bag now if he's listening. But.
Yeah, he won't be listening.
No, he's off to school.
He's already off
Thank
to
goodness.
School.
Thank goodness.
You know, so I believe in doing that. I think it's important, and if he was with me all the time, he would have vitamin D every day.
Well, we believe in what Dr. Leah has told us. We're delighted. Well, thank you, Dr. Leah. That was a good tip.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your wet socks tonight.
We will.
So. No, we don't need to have them tonight. We're not
fine.
Sick.
I don't need them.
We're not sick.
So,
we're okay.
Everyone go to naturalmedicineforhealth.com or chatwithwomen.com for all of Dr. Leah's information. So thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.